keeping you nice and warm, beloved. Well, hello there. Don't you look surprised to see us together? In your bed? In your honeymoon suite? Your little wife and I have been snuggling with you all night, you know. Angela, I think we have startled your dear husband. Witness his most precious amazement. Don't you remember, darling? Deborah arrived yesterday. We're helping her hide. She's wanted by the authorities back home, so she's stowed away on board. I think it's only fair that we take her in, after everything that's happened. Don't you? Look at him, Angela. He is stunned. So rare to see him shell-shocked like this. That's right, beloved. Your sweet little wife and I formed a truce. Not only that, we've bonded. In fact, I believe I may have gotten farther with her than you have. It appears her Lola Hyde problem isn't activated by my loving touch. We shared a most exquisite bath yesterday, while you were sleeping. Pity you missed out. You would have loved it. Maybe next time. I desperately hope I haven't broken your trust in me, my darling. Deborah was most generous with her affection. And I have been so lonely for so long. I feared that Lola Hyde would come, but she didn't. For once, I was able to enjoy myself. But I'll understand if you disapprove. Nonsense. Angela, look at him. He's in heaven. He is the luckiest man in the world, and he knows it. His two greatest loves have teamed up to save him from that horrible Lola Hyde. And once he has regained his strength, he can enjoy both of us together. My presence will keep Lola Hyde at bay. I assure you of that. I hope with all my heart that you are right, Deborah. I was so frightened by you for so long. And now you've proven to be my greatest friend. Oh, Angela, my sweet, sweet girl. Come here. Let's show your husband how we kissed and made up. All right. I have fallen for your wife, beloved. Angela is a most receptive lover. If I had to lose you to anyone, I'm glad it was to someone so pure and sweet. Now when your strength fully returns, we shall have the most splendid time. The three of us. But for now, I think we all need some breakfast. Oh yes. I say, I have quite a hearty appetite all of a sudden. And you two obviously need to eat. You're both so skinny. I won't have my husband and best friend wasting away. Look at her, mothering us already. Well, let's get some room service to start. From what you've told me, Angela, the ship's crew hasn't laid eyes on you yet. They've only seen Lola Hyde, correct? That must be the case. I didn't reemerge until last night. And I've only been in our suite with the two of you. Well, now that I've bathed and had a full night of luxury, perhaps it's time I raided Lola Hyde's wardrobe. Pick that one, Deborah. Yes, that one. You will look so lovely in it. You really think so? It is quite stylish. Beloved, did you pick this one up in Milan? Do you even remember? Oh. You poor thing. It's all been a whirlwind for you, hasn't it? That terrible hide woman, dragging you from city to city. Well, now you have the most loving nurses in all the world, and I shall get us all fed. I knew it. You look absolutely marvelous, Deborah. Thank you, my sweet. Now, I must do something with my hair and face. I see there's a well-stocked lady station here ready to assist me. I seem to recall Lolahide telling me once that she required no makeup, so I'm sure she won't mind. Please, take anything you want, Deborah. It's so wonderful to see her happy again, isn't it, darling? She's been through so much. Her life has been simply ruined. You're all right if she joins us, aren't you? Now that I see this side of her, I'm not surprised at all that you fell in love with her while I kept busy in my laboratory, practically hiding, too shy to proclaim my love to you, or to ever meet Deborah Lavish when I learned you were courting. Instead, I buried myself in this terrible experiment. I feel responsible for what love did to her. And I am so excited that Deborah has found a way for all of us to be happy together without Lola intruding on us whenever we have a moment of intimacy. I pray that Deborah can help me conquer this darkness inside me forever. And then we can all have the life we always dreamed of. With you, my love. That is, if that's what you wish as well. Well, what do you two think? Oh, Deborah, you're so beautiful. Isn't she, darling? Thank you, Angela, my sweet. It is a rather dramatic transformation. I don't usually wear my hair this big. I teased it out quite a bit. But it might work. Do you think I can pull it off? Do I look enough like Lolahide to fool these people? I'm not sure. I always lose consciousness during my metamorphosis. But I've always suspected that Lola must look a bit like his statue of Aphrodite in his study. Oh, that thing. Did your husband ever tell you who the model was for that statue? No. Is that true? Were you the model for that statue? It's how I first came to know him. Eventually, I realized that if a man like him saw me as the embodiment of love, well, I shouldn't let him get away. Even if the statue seemed like an exaggeration of me. And then timid Dr. Angela Jekyll, unable to come and face me, took the image of that statue and added a thoroughly vile and wicked personality from a buried subconscious and created Lolahide to better compete with me. What a sick, sad, small, bizarre world we live in. What do you think, beloved? Am I a more refined image of your wife's alter ego? Would strangers on the ship accept me as Lolahide, or rather, your new bride, the transformed Dr. Angela Jekyll? An uncanny resemblance, you say? Well, when I get back, if you're feeling stronger, perhaps I'll put this uncanny resemblance to the real test. For now, we'll let you rest. I'm off to order us breakfast. I'll be back in a moment. Angela, be a dear and don't get aroused while I'm gone, all right? That would ruin everything. Perhaps you should wait for me in the suite and let your husband rest alone in the bedroom. That's a good girl. Porter! Excuse me, Porter. Yes, we need 2 full breakfasts in the Empress suite. Yes, right away, please. Thank you. Oh, and could you direct me to an officer on duty? I have a rather sensitive matter that I wish to discuss about our suite. Yes, thank you. Ah, yes. Hello, officer. Officer Grimley, is it? Yes, thank you. It's very nice to meet you as well. I am sure that you recognize me. I am Dr. Angela Jekyll, of course, and my husband and I have a small problem in our Empress suite, which is lovely, by the way. Well, the problem is, we have a little stowaway, I'm afraid. This tiny blonde girl wearing spectacles and not much else has apparently snuck on board. We haven't the heart to throw her out. But as you know, I am on my honeymoon, and my husband is needing his rest. So this little surprise visitor is putting a damper on an otherwise lovely cruise. I should hope that you could take care of the problem as quietly as possible, so not to cause a scandal or disturb my husband. I'm sure you understand. She shouldn't be too much trouble. She seems harmless enough, except she speaks nothing but lies and lunacy. I've no doubt she escaped from some mental institution. She's made the most outrageous statement since we discovered her this morning. Yes, thank you so much. My husband and I would feel quite rewarding and generous if he could take care of this matter for us. And you'd be gentle and discreet with the girl in front of my husband. He's such a sweetheart, and he wouldn't want to see her harmed. Once you get her out of the suite, I would suggest keeping her away from the press and other guests, and put her off the ship at your earliest convenience. You know, she actually seems like a very sweet, if troubled girl. One wants to help her. But I do think it's best if she were removed from my new life with my husband. Forever.